Welcome to the W5BSA repeater. BL123. CL-123.
Good evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, WV5Y, and Happy New Year. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1593. It's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. Which in UTC time is Wednesday, January the 8th, 2025 at 0200. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control, and this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. We hope everybody had a happy holiday. Time went by fast. Thanks to Joe, W5BSA, we're on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston. The PL tone is 123.0, and it's a blustery 44 degrees here this evening. So I will now take local check-ins.
This is. Whiskey 5 Bravo Sierra Alpha. Whiskey 5 Bravo Sierra Alpha, Joe. Here in Spring Branch, no traffic.
Good evening, Joe. W5BSA, we got you checked in over there in Spring Branch this evening, and you're sounding very good, and I heard there's good things here going on in the repeater-wise. So that's always good news, things getting up higher and sounding better and connected to more other machines. So that'll be good in the future. So appreciate you checking in there, Joe. Anybody else? Kilo, KJ5 Kilo Alpha Radio, is that right? Okay, sorry, you're pretty weak there. You got a bit of noise on your signal. Can you try it one more time? Magnolia. appreciate the check-in there. We will also come back here at half past the hour here, and we'll take another standby here for some more local check-ins. The South Texas Balloon Launch Team, we want to remind everybody, does have their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month. And so that's usually at 4:30 p.m. here at a local restaurant. And then at 8 p.m., they have a meeting there on Zoom, and that's over at k5wh.net/Zoom. And we appreciate Walter doing that for us and continuing to put up balloons, he and John, AB5SF. And they did put up a couple weeks ago AB5SF-139, which has got into the jet stream there, according to John, and has been zooming around the world pretty good. It hasn't been really making it into very many APRS repeaters, but it's transmitting, I guess, over on Whisper, and so they're picking it up on HF, and it is beaconing its location there when it has plenty of sunlight, but just not getting into the APRS system. So, let's see here. We got a message, from John. Okay, well, actually, this one is information from Walter, and let's see, he says, on behalf of John, AB5SF, launched from grid EL08 about a week ago, and let's see, this was on the 5th of January, AB5SF-139 went to sleep around midnight just south of Japan. It's in a fast jet stream with winds between 175 and 200 miles per hour, so it's going to quickly make its way across the Pacific, then predicted to slow down, head northeast, and take a detour through Canada. So that's a little unusual, far north at this time of the year. It says that this may not get enough sun to transmit its position. So time will tell. Anyway, an exciting flight so far. And it has taken a little bit of an unusual path there with its dive up to the north there, going across the Pacific before it got to North America. So we'll just see how that one goes. But we want to congratulate John on another trip around the world for this one. And I think have made it this far by now. So, or at least be close to it. So we'll find out soon. And so this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSat Net. And I want to remind everybody, you can call and check into the Houston AmSat Net by calling 713-467-9870. Okay, you can also send an APRS message to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. Or you can also send that email, and that's to wv5y@comcast.net. Okay, this is the ANS News Service Bulletin, number 364. So, the one there, I guess, for the very end of the year. And the AmSat News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AmSat, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports and activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to to ans-editor@amsat.org. And you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service bulletins via the ANS list. To join the list, you go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. And this week's editor of the AMSAT News Service bulletins is Frank Kanoskis in 1UW.
BL-123.
Okay, the W2RS Memorial AMSAT CW Activity Day. We're covering here the annual W2RS Memorial AMSAT CW Activity Day, which occurs each year on January the 1st. The event runs 00 UTC to 2359 UTC, January, on New Year's Day. In March of 22, the AMSAT community lost one of our pioneers when Ray Soifer, W2RS, became a silent key. So, in addition to his numerous contributions to AMSAT, to the worldwide amateur satellite community, Ray was also the longtime organizer of AMSAT's CW Activity Day, which was also previously called AMSAT Straight Key Night, along with the ARRL contest, which is Straight Key Night. And it's held in conjunction, with the ARRL event, which also takes place on New Year's Day. But in recognition of Ray's longtime service to AMSAT and his keen interest in CW operating via satellite, AMSAT's CW Activity Day is now known as the W2RS Memorial AMSAT CW Activity Day. You can send your reports, including stations worked and satellites used, to info@amsat.org. And thanks, Bruce, KK5DO, AMSAT Director of Contests and Awards, for that information. All right, we just missed this one, the ARRIS Slow Scan SSTV event was underway over the holidays. And let's see, it's the ARRIS Slow Scan television event began on December the 25th and concluded on January the 5th, 2025. Series 23 consisted of 12 pictures celebrating ARRIS memories of 2024. Ending time for the transmissions tentatively was January the 5th at 1420 UTC. On the ISS, the service module radio was being used, and the ISS call sign was RS0ISS. Images are transmitted on 145.800 MHz FM, and the SSTV mode that was used was PV120. All right, those that participated and managed to download some pictures is invited to upload their decoded images to the ARRIS Gallery, Area Series 23, Holiday 2025, and that's over at ARRIS-USA.org/ARRIS_SSTV. Once you've submitted your image, just click on the dedicated button and you can apply for the official ARRIS SSTV award. All right. It sounds like they've made that a little easier than it used to be by adding a button there that you can click on. Also, European stations can request the ARRIS QSL by contacting the European QSL Bureau, and that's www.ARRIS.eu.org/index.php/ARRIS-station /European-QSL-Bureau. And we want to thank Bruce, KK5DO, for putting these links over on AmSatNet.com, which is our website, and making them available. So you can just run over there and click on the document and click on the links if you're interested in checking out these, having some more information.
W5VSA repeater.
All right, if you'd like to check out the ARIS SSTV pictures, and says to support everyone interested in such events, the European Space Agency released tutorials about how to receive pictures transmitted over amateur radio by the International Space Station. And you can find them over at ISSFanClub.eu/2024/ESA-tips-how-2-get-pictures-from-the-international-space-station-via-amateur-radio-2. No 2-meter radio? It's always possible to decode the audio signals coming from the web SDR at Gonhilly Earth Station. And the URL for that is vhf-gonhilly.batc.org.uk. Okay, they say follow at ARIS _international on X for official updates since changes can occur. Reminder, the images are sent on a roughly 2 minutes on, 2 minutes off schedule. So if you don't hear anything, give a wait for 2 minutes. And chances are you'll start hearing some SSTV come down. Many FM rigs can be switched between wide and narrow deviation FM filters. For best results, you should select the filter for wider deviation FM. Handhelds generally have a single wide filter fitted as standard. Free decoding software is available for Android and Apple smartphone for SSTV. Check your phone's app store by searching SSTV. PC users can download the free RX-SSTV program or MMSSTV. You can get predictions for the ISS pastimes at www.amsat.org/track or from a myriad of free smartphone apps. And more useful information to receive the pictures can be found over at amsat.uk.org/beginners/ISS-SSTV. And we will thank AMSAT North America and AMSAT UK for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Yeah, we're a little bit past quarter of the hour, so we're going to take a quick standby and see who we've got checking in here. Okay, we've got Andrew, KC5LWI. He's down there in Galveston, and we heard from him off of the landline here right before the net started. Sounds like he's got a little bit of a chilly night out there on the ferry, keeping everybody in line and getting everybody across safely. So we appreciate Andrew doing that for us. And see, we did hear from Charlie about a week ago. And it sounded like Charlie was doing pretty good, so he had a good Christmas. That's always a good thing to hear. Okay, we've got Dale, WD0AKO, and he's up there in the cold country in Moorhead, Minnesota, about as far north as Fargo, North Dakota. says he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website, and he does a good job doing that, and in this automatic mode, and we appreciate that. We have had to use it in the past. And then we've got Vern, W0RCR, out there, and he transmits our net out of Wentzville, Missouri, and that's on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us on the top band. And we've got Kai in 6ZZO. He's out there in McKinleyville, California. And I know they're having some rough Santa Ana winds further to the south from where he is, so I hope he's excluded and being safe from all those fires and problems they're having out there. He's our podcast listener who usually calls and checks in the day after when he listens to the podcast while he's doing his mail route. So appreciate Kai out there.
L-123.
Okay, we're checking APRS real quick here, and let's see, we don't have any APRS check-ins. Let's see, okay, from IRC, let's see, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, Brian, KG4WIJ, NZ9T, Renee, and Bob, K8WX. All right, got some folks out there that say 44 in Houston is sounding pretty good right now. Looks like Mitch possibly is on another Rove, or could be, or is out there anyway in the Minnesota area right now, and they says it's in the 20s or so, and then we have a report of 17 in Kansas City with about 12 inches of snow from KA5YFC, so it's quite a bit of snow out there, so we hope they're having a good time with that. Okay, let's see, from check-ins here from Echolink, we've got Mitch, AD0HJ, and of course, thanks to Mitch, you can participate in the net that takes place on Wednesday night, and he's over there, of course, in Jackson, Minnesota, and his net takes place on DMR, and that's on the AMSAT Digital Tot Group of DMR 98006. Or YSF Fusion 11689. That happens at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. So you can check out that net over there on DMR on Wednesday. And I know Mitch would appreciate that. Okay, we've got Steve, KA5YFC, Maurice, W3FGP. We've got N6UTC, that's Indoff. He's out there in Long Beach, California. And then we've got Andrew, KC5LWI, online here. And, of course, he's down there in Galveston. So those are the check-ins there on Echolink. And once again, the number to call and check-in by phone is 713-467-9870. APRS message to WV5Y. No dashes, no numbers. And that email address is wv5y@comcast.net. Okay, well, I guess the 2024 AMSAT President's Club coins are not available anymore. So you can still help support Golf and Fox Plus, and you can get your 2025 AMSAT President's Club coins when they become available. You can join join the AMSAT President Sub today and help keep amateur radio in space. And, of course, if you ask really nice and you really want to try to get some of the 2024 President's Club coins, it just depends on if there's any of them left. So you can always inquire. That's at www.amsat.org/join-the-amsat-presidents-club. All right, N4AKV earns the AMSAT VUCC Award /R. So we want to say congratulations to Jonathan Ernest, W4AKV, for his outstanding achievements in providing satellite contacts. Jonathan has roved for an impressive 102 grid squares, earning him the AMSAT VUCC-R Award number 19. The reverse VUCC or VUCC/R Award, originally introduced by the Central States VHF Society and now carried on by AMSAT, recognizes the dedication of AMSAT rovers like Jonathan and also Mitch, 80HJ, who gets out there and rows for us and others. So keep on roving, Jonathan, and continue to inspire others in the AMSAT community with your remarkable achievements. And we'll thank Bruce Page, KK5VO, AMSAT Director of Contests and Awards, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net. And let's see, we've got the Gridmaster map, the satellite top 100 rovers, while we're on the subject of rovers. And this is the January 2025 rankings, January 2025 rankings for the top 100 rovers, and this is mixed of low Earth orbit, medium Earth orbit, and geostationary in satellite operations as determined by at Gridmaster Map on X, and it has been released. The ranking is determined by the number of grids and DXCC entities activated, taking into account only those grids where a minimum number of QSOs logged on the gridmaster.fr website have been validated by a third party. Grid numbers do not directly reflect the exact number of activations. Satellite operators are encouraged to upload their logbook of the world satellite contacts to gridmaster.fr in order to provide more accurate data. And figures are updated as of December 26, 2024. All right, still in first place, we've got ND9M. Congratulations. And in second, NJ7H. Then we've got JA9KRO, UT1FG, N5UTC, DL6AP, QE3SEU, WI7P, DP0POL, and K5ZM, rounding out the top 10. Okay, then we've got F5VMJ, N6UA, HA3FOK, WY7AA, N9IP, W5PFG, AK8CW, DL2GRC, 880DX, LU5ILA, N4AKV, 80HJ, there's Mitch, in 22, WD9EWK is in 23. Okay, we've got ND0C in 24 and DJ8MS in position 25. Okay, then if we've got 26 through 50, excuse me, we've got KX9X, ON4AUC, K KG5CCI, N5BO, KABL, KE4AL, KB5FHK, BE3HLS, BA3GAN, KA0KB, KI7UNJ, KA9XGA, JO2ASQ, F4BKV, BA1BK, N7AGF, VK5DG, VA3VGR, XE3DX, KE0WPA, PR8KW, K7TAB, KE0PBR, AB1AO, sorry, and AC0RA. Okay, then the 51 through 75 slots, we've got W7WGC, N6DNM, JK2XXK, EA4NF, SM3NRY, JL3RNZ, DF2ET, XE1ET, AA5PK, KI7QEX, QEK, sorry, ST5XSD, F4DXV, AD7DB, BE1CWJ, KE7AJ, DL4EA, NARO, VA7LM, KM4LAO, M1DDD, W8LR, there's W1AW in position 72. We've got N4UFO, HB9GWJ, and PP2AP in position 75.
DL123.
Okay, and for the of the list, we've got LU4JVE, AA8CH, BE1VOX, FG8OJ, YU0W, PT9BM, KJ7NDY, KI7UXT, N6UTC, there's NDOF in position 84. We've got KB2YSI, N4DCW, WA9JBQ, JM1CAX, AF5CC, VE3GOP, BG7QIW, there's somebody in China. We've got N0TEL, KG4AKV, W8MTB, K0FFY, CU2ZG, V7PTN, K6VHF, DE6WK, and DK9JC. And we want to thank Gridmaster Map for that information over there on X. All right, we are at the bottom of the hour, just about a minute past, so we're going to take a quick standby and see if we have any more local check-ins. Any local check-ins here in Houston on the 145.19 repeater? Come now. Very good, Herbert. I hope you had a happy holiday out there, and we're glad we got you checked in there. KD5PQJ over there in West Houston. Good evening, and I hope you're having a good night tonight. W5Y and the Houston AmSatNet. Hey, if you need new satellite antennas, you can purchase an M2 LEO pack from the AmSat store. And when you purchase through AmSat, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL for that, it's over at amsat.org/product-category/hardware. This is Marty, WD5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. NASA's Deep Space Network has been upgraded. Installation of the latest antenna took place on December the 18th when teams at NASA's Goldstone's Deep Space Communications Complex near Barstow, California, installed the metal reflector framework for Deep Space Station 23, a multi-frequency beam waveguide antenna. When operational in 2026, Deep Space Station 23 will receive transmissions from missions such as Perseverance, Psyche, Europa Clipper, Voyager 1, and a growing fleet of future human and robotic spacecraft in deep space. This addition to the Deep Space Network represents a crucial communications upgrade for the agency, said Kevin Coggins, Deputy Associate Administrator of NASA's SCAN, or Space Communications and Navigation Program. The communications infrastructure has been in continuous operation since its creation in 1963, and with this upgrade, we are ensuring NASA is ready to support the growing number of missions exploring the Moon, Mars, and beyond. With the Deep Space Network, we are able to explore the Martian landscape with our rovers, see the James Webb Space Telescope's stunning cosmic observations, and so much more, said Laurie Leshin, director of JPL. The network enables over 40 deep space missions, including the farthest human-made objects in the universe, Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. With upgrades like these, the network will continue to support humanity's exploration of our solar system and beyond, enabling groundbreaking science and discovery far into the future. You can read the complete story over at tinyurl.com/ans-364-deep-space. And we'll thank NASA for that information. Hey, do you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? You can get your AMSAT car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And when you do, 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL is www.zazzle.com/AMSAT_gear. All right, might be useful to have that little flag when you're sitting there in your car, on the side of the road, or in some strange Walmart parking lot or somewhere, and you're having this strange looking porcupine looking antenna sticking out of your window, rotating it with your hand, and might make people wonder what you're up to. Well, when they come pull up behind you and want to ask you what you're doing, you can show them your AMSAT car flag, of course, along with your FCC communications license. And say, hey, yeah, you're doing great things for AMSAT, and you are a space enthusiast. Okay, we do have some changes to the AMSAT North America TLE distribution, and this was for December the 27th, 2024. Two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or just KEPs, in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of the spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. And weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day. New bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. More information can be found over at excuse me, www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. All right, and the following satellite has been removed from this week's AMSAT TLE distribution, and this is SSS-2B, or catalog number 56184, and it decayed from orbit on or about the 23rd of December, 2024. We will thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Let's see, Aris News, amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with cosmonauts and astronauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145.800 megahertz worldwide. Okay, Aris school contacts are currently planned to resume on the week of 1/13/2025 to 1/19/2025. So, we've got still a week or two there to go. The slow scan TV experiment continued until January the 5th, 2025, transmitting PD-120 mode on 145.800 megahertz. So, that probably took the... Says the crossband repeater continues to be active. It's on 145.990 megahertz up with a peel tone of 67. And 437.800 megahertz down, and they should be back at that since the SSTV event is now over. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give it just a listen. You never know when you may catch them on the crossband repeater, as well as on packet over there when that's not configured for SSTV. And that system is active on 145.825 megahertz up and down.
PL-123.
All right, after all that, if you get on and you listen on those frequencies and those times and you don't hear anything, as always, if there is an EVA, a docking or an undocking, the Aris radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. So all of our listed times are also approximate. It's recommended you do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before our listed times. Related information on the operation mode can be found at www.aris.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html. And the latest list of frequencies in use can be found at www.aris.org/contact-v-iss.html. And we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the Aris Operation Team mentors, for that information. We've got no operations listed for upcoming satellite operations as of December the 23rd, 2024, and the rovers. But a growing number of satellite rovers are currently engaged in ensuring their grid square activations, and that's on hams.at. By visiting the website, you gain easy access to comprehensive information about the operators responsible for activating specific grid squares. Additionally, you have the ability to assess the match score between yourself and a particular rover for a given pass, while also being able to identify the upcoming satellite passes that are accessible from your location. And we want to thank Ian Parsons, K5ZM, AMSAT Rover Page Manager, for that information. got a new year, a new set of activities that are going to be fired up and taking place this year for hams to go to, and AMSAT ambassador activities. AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and they also host information tables at club meetings, hamfests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. Okay, on January the 8th, tomorrow, 2025, the West Valley Amateur Radio Association, WVARA, has their monthly meeting at 7 p.m., and they have a Build a Satellite Roving Station for Your Next Road Trip, or PONA, activation. And that's the Santa Clara Valley American Red Cross. And that's 2731 North 1st Street, San Jose, California, 95134. And the URL is wvara.org/wordpress. And you should see WU0I there. Okay, then we've got K4RGK that's going to show up and help with the Gwinnett Amateur Radio Society Tech Fest. That's January the 11th, 2020. It's County Fairgrounds Expo Center Building. And that's 2405 Sugarloaf Parkway, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30045. And you can go to www.techfest.info. And like I said, K4RGK should be there. All right, then we've got N1UW helping out and doing another one, and that's February the 14th through the 15th, 2025, the Yuma HamCon and Southwest Division Convention at the Yuma County Fairgrounds in Yuma, Arizona. And the URL for that one is www.yumahamfest.com. Hey, are you interested in becoming an AMSAT ambassador? AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, hamfests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. So we got things that the social people can do. They can hang out at the hamfest table and pass out information. And then we've also got the people that are showing how to actually do things, like we'll make satellite contacts. So, for more information on becoming one of these folks, you can go to www.amsat.org/ambassador. And we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, the director of AMSAT Ambassador Program, for that information. WV5Y and the Houston AmSatNet. Let's see, satellite shorts from all over. Tom Schuessler, W5HYP, is looking for volunteers for the upcoming Fort Worth Cowtown HamFest. He says the exact dates have slipped up on me, but the HamFest is only 3 weekends away, January 17th and 18th. Cowtown HamFest, Fort Worth, Texas. I have booked table space and at least one presentation for the weekend. Therefore, I'm looking for additional volunteers to help man the table, do demos, and just talk amateur radio in space. The Cowtown Club was the home of the late Keith Pugh, who was an AMSAT ambassador and Harris mentor for many years before his passing. And I know I saw him put on several presentations of working amateur satellites at HamFest, and he always did a great job with that. He was always very organized and made contacts and got other people involved. We sure do miss Keith. We just heard from Vern, and he's off of the phone line there, so we sure do appreciate him calling in, and when he does that and talks to us, we do like that, and of course he's out there in Wentzville, Missouri, and he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, so we appreciate Vern putting us over there on the top band, and also calling and checking in. Okay, let's see. The Cowtown Club over there in Dallas, or Fort Worth area, actually, recently dedicated a satellite station at their clubhouse in Keith Pugh's honor and with some of his donated hardware. All this to say that the Cowtown Hamfest is a friend of AMSAT, so it is always good for us to make a good showing. You can contact Tom Schussler via T-S-C-H-U-E-S-S-L-E-R at amsat.org or N5HYP at ARRL.net for more information or to volunteer in helping out for the Fort Worth Cowtown Hamfest. And we want to thank Tom Schussler, N5HYP, AMSAT Ambassador, for that information. Excuse me. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology continues to grow. Fresh off a highly successful YouTube telethon that raised more than $41,000 for the program, some of next year's dates have been announced. Applications are now open. The program is growing, and educators will have the opportunity to attend sessions around the country. We love having the teachers here at ARRL headquarters, but we wanted to bring this program nationwide, said ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K58TA. Dates and details of the regional sessions are still being determined, but the hope is to touch many areas of the United States. The application process is straightforward. Interested educators can find the web form at www.arrl.org/TI. The ARRL covers all the costs of the TI, including travel, but there is a $100 application fee if the teacher is accepted. More information is available at tinyurl.com/ans-364-teachers. And we want to thank the ARRL for that information.
DL-123.
39th Annual Small Satellite Conference is scheduled for August 11th through the 13th, 2025. The event will be held at the Salt Palace Convention Center in Salt Lake City, Utah. Persons wanting to submit an abstract for a talk, poster, or flash talk must submit their abstract by February the 4th, 2025 to be considered. Educators and researchers at universities can also apply for a university exhibit. Complete information is available at smallsat.org. And we want to thank smallsat.org for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. Taiwan's Taurus T1A launch failed. Radio amateurs around the world were anticipating a new FM repeater in space as a Christmas present this year, but it seems they will find only coal in their stockings. The rocket carrying the Taurus T1A satellite failed to reach orbit. Space One, a Japanese space startup, said its second attempt to launch a rocket carrying satellites into orbit had been aborted minutes after liftoff Wednesday and destroyed itself 9 months after the company's first launch attempt ended in an explosion. Space One's Kairos No. 2 rocket lifted off from a coastal site in the mountainous prefecture of Wakayama in central Japan. The company said it had aborted the space flight after concluding that it was unlikely to complete its mission. "We are very sorry that we could not achieve as far as the final stage of the mission," Space One President Masakazu Toyoda told a news conference Wednesday. "We don't consider this a failure because we are getting valuable data that will help our pursuit toward a next challenge." He said he hoped to find the cause to address the problems as soon as possible to achieve a success next time. Company executive and space engineer Maroro Indu said the abnormality in the first stage engine nozzle or its control system is likely to have caused an unstable flight of the rocket, which started spiraling in mid-flight and eventually destroyed itself about 3 minutes after liftoff using its autonomous safety mechanism. The Kairos No. 2 rocket was carrying 5 small satellites, including one from the Taiwanese Space Agency and several from Japanese startups. The Taiwanese satellite was Taurus T1A, a 3U CubeSat that featured an FM crossband repeater as well as an APRS digipeater to provide global amateur activities at the same frequency of ISS APRS channel on 145.825 MHz. Second Taiwanese amateur satellite, Taurus T1, carrying an APRS store and forward system, is still scheduled for launch next month on a SpaceX mission. Both satellites were constructed by students at National Formosa University. Space One said it had fixed the cause of the debut flight failure, which stemmed from a miscalculation of the rocket's first stage propulsion. Japan hopes the company can pave the way for a domestic space industry that competes with the United States. And ANS thinks the Associated Press and reporter Mari Yamaguchi for that information. And most people have probably heard that NASA announced the latest delay in the homecoming for Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, KD5PLB. Their space mission was extended again. That means they won't be back on Earth until spring, 10 months after rocketing into orbit on Boeing's Starliner capsule. The two test pilots planned on being away just a week or so when they blasted off on June the 5th on Boeing's first astronaut flight to the International Space Station. Their mission grew from 8 days to 8 months after NASA decided to send the company's problem-plagued Starliner capsule back empty in September. Now the pair won't return until the end of March or even April because of a delay in launching their replacements, according to NASA. NASA's next crew of four was supposed to launch in February, followed by Wilmore and Williams' return home by the end of that month, alongside two other astronauts. But SpaceX needs more time to prepare the brand new capsule for liftoff. Launch is now scheduled for no earlier than late March. Last month, news articles suggested that Ms. Williams was experiencing health problems during her unplanned extended stay in orbit, set off widespread rumors on social media. NASA's medical chief, Dr. James Polk, assured the public on November the 14th that Williams is healthy and not suffering from any medical problems. I think there's some rumors around outside there. I'm losing weight and stuff, Williams said in an interview on November 12th. Though I'm actually right at the same amount. Things shift around quite a bit, you know. Not only is she healthy, according to her and NASA, but they made Williams commander of Expedition 72 crew. This KD5 PLB, she continues to be an active participant in ARIS contact during her time aboard the ISS. And ANS thanks the Washington Post, Space.com, and NASA for that information. Okay, you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org. And in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at a yearly rate. And post-secondary school students enrolled in at least half-time status shall be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. And memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. 73s, remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And this week's ANS editor, Frank Kanoskis, N1UW, nsf.karnauskas@amsat.org. And we've reached the end of our time here at the Houston AMSAT Net. So we hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Net. We look forward to catching everybody next week. So we say 73s, and from Andy, WF5ACM, Bruce, KK5DO, up there in Roman Forest, and myself, Marty, WV5Y, in Northwest Houston, we say 73s for this week from the Houston AMSAT Net.